Hello, everybody, and welcome to Season 3 of the Recruiting Limo. Today, we got a special guest. He is from Yulee High School in Florida. He is a class of 2024, defensive back, wide receiver, and also special teams at 5'8", 148 pounds. He is Mr. Tyler Osborne. How we doing, Tyler? I'm doing great. Great to have you on Recruiting Limo. And also, you got a 4.55 GPA. That is awesome, man.
Yes, sir.
Well, we'll just go off. And first of all, thanks for joining Recruiting Limo. Tell us a few things about yourself.
Well, obviously, I've definitely put my academics first in the student athlete spectrum. I have high test scores and everything like that with SAT, ACT. I've been taking AP classes for the past 3 years now, and I've gotten all of my credits for that as well. So I'm really, like, focused on my academic plus of being able to maintain sports. I'm a three-sport athlete. I play football, I run track, and I play AAU basketball. So I'm still pretty widespread, pretty versatile, and I like to think, like, my time management skills and everything are pretty good as well.
Exactly, and what I understand, you also got presidential. You're part of the Presidential Honor Society, the National Society of High School Scholars, president of multiple academic clubs. I mean, you're really doing it all.
Yes, sir. And actually, right now I'm in Orlando, Florida, for state chapter.
Awesome, man! I tell you what, you really got your head in the right spot, man. As a recruit, what is a few things you've enjoyed about the recruiting process and a few things that you haven't enjoyed? Well, that's great. So, Tyler, what are you looking for in a dream school? Yeah.
Something like a small D1 school, maybe. I don't want to, like, go to somewhere that I, like, have to get a car or something to, like, drive around campus. But, like, understanding, like, with good, like, academic advisors, like, good athletic directors, stuff like that. Like, a good, like, well-rounded, like, family-oriented kind of place.
Okay. What are the hobbies do you have other than, of course, football and track? Well, congratulations and good luck to you.
I appreciate that, sir.
What traits do you look for in an ideal coach?
Thank you. saying, so like we all like understand what you're saying, and we know that you want to, like, nothing for them, like nothing but the best for us, and like,
yeah,
you can like really show that he cares, and like you can tell that he cares about us and everything like that, and the way that he like puts us before like everything else in his life, like putting us before his kids and everything like that, like it just like shows how much he really cares about us. So it's really just like a family oriented like caring ghost that is like willing to work with everybody and still be able to push.
Cool. What heroes or role models do you have in your life that have impacted your recruitment so far?
So, people that impacted my recruitment, definitely my father. Like I said, yeah. I've been getting recruited mainly for track a little bit more than football lately. And I've been going on visits for both and everything like that. So, like, my dad definitely has some heavy influence on me with that because, obviously, he's already gone through college and everything like that. And he wants to make sure that I'm in, like, the right place, like I know to go what's right for me and not just, oh hey, they have a nice sports program and stuff like that, so I want to go there. He's really like pushing to make sure I get like somewhere like family friendly and like somewhere where I can like do an education rather than just sports.
Hey, I can completely understand that. Name a player that you mold your game style around when you play. It can be anybody. It can be college, pro, or even your own team. Oh yeah. You're good. It sounds like they're having a party in the background. Oh, you're good. You're good. One final question before we let you go, and we do appreciate you coming on Recruiting Limo and being a part of our special third season. Is there anything you would want to tell other student-athletes out there that may be going through the recruiting process or just getting started that would help them? Yeah.
And you can watch how they run and you can get their form right and everything like that. And you can really like fine tune your craft. And then hopefully one day you can get better than them. And then you can be the one, they can be the ones watching you. And you can go on some D1 college and run, or you can go play football, or go play basketball, whatever you really want to. But it's really just making sure that you seize every single opportunity given to you and not let anything stay on the table.
Well, that is some great advice, Tyler, and we just want to thank you for coming on the Recruiting Limo. And this has been brought to you by Arden's Burger & Grill in Central South Carolina. Make sure you go by and see Donnie and Angie and try those double dip wings. World famous. Everybody wants them. Thank you for joining us on Recruiting Limo, Tyler, and you have a blessed and safe trip, man, and good luck to you today.
Thank you.